Just as we have a healthy body or a sickly body, we have a healthy soul or a sickly soul. How do we know we are spiritually healthy? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see, when somebody is spiritually healthy, they feel affection for the Lord, longing for the Lord, and in their hearts are overflowing with remembrance of the glories of the Lord, greatness of the Lord, sweetness of the Lord, good qualities of the Lord. And such fond remembrance of the Lord makes them forget everything else. And such a devotee's heart is filled with the spiritual absorption. On the other hand, the sickly heart is a heart where there is a mastership mentality, like what Indra said when he surrendered to Krishna after the Govardhan Leela. He said, "I was the greatest fool because I was trying to become the master of everyone. And I thought you had taken away the sacrifice that was meant for me." Indra very openly said that. So a sickly heart is one which has a mastership mentality. A sickly heart is one which has material desires that pollute the heart. When Dhruva Maharaj went to forest, he was not aware that he has material desires which actually make, they are like a infection for a healthy soul. He was not aware. But after chanting the holy name and getting darshan of Lord Vishnu, he could take a snapshot of his heart and he felt ashamed that I came to the forest with such polluting material desires. My Lord, please kindly relieve me of these dirty desires. So, when a person is becoming healthy, these are symptoms that one wants to shoot down the material desires. One also wants to give up his mastership mentality and become servant of the Lord and the devotees. So we can clearly see in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, a healthy heart and a sickly heart. So what makes the difference between the two is the fog-like ignorance surrounding the soul. In the recent past, when I was traveling, I saw many aeroplanes were delayed by 2 hours or 3 hours. The main reason is fog. Whether it is on the road or in the sky, the fog creates a very miserable situation for the drivers, because you just cannot see what is ahead of you. In foreign countries, they have a fog horn or a fog light which tries to penetrate into the fog to give you some glimpse of something coming in the opposite direction. They can't still do that successfully, even now. And if you don't see a lorry or a truck or something coming in the opposite side, you will go and hit head on, and there is going to be a collision. Similarly, in spiritual life, when the soul becomes covered by a fog of ignorance called avidya, and that is where the accidents happen. What is an accident? Somebody slipping out from following the four regulative principles, or somebody falling down from spiritual life, somebody losing taste for Krishna consciousness, somebody headlong running into material life, destroying all his spiritual assets. In this way, one can face a terrible, ghastly consequences of being careless or inattentive or being covered by the fog of ignorance. So therefore, everybody should have a sufficient fear that I want to keep myself healthy in spiritual life and not get infected in spiritual life with items which will make me sickly. So the chanting of the holy name every day is actually a reminder to ourselves that, oh my dear Lord, I want to keep myself spiritually healthy as a little insignificant son of the Lord, a very tiny assistant amongst millions and millions of devotees of the Lord. So one has to again and again recommit one's connection to the Lord, one's position of servitorship to the Lord, and one's eagerness to submit oneself to the Lord, and a desire to become his devotee and not get carried away by the current of Maya. So when one keeps oneself healthy, then the health can also be improved more and more and more. One can become more healthy, even more healthy and very strongly healthy and with a very high immunity. Such immunity that one will not be falling prey to such ignorance. Just like a mango seed, when you sow it, it grows into a small sapling. When it is a small sapling, you can uproot it very easily. But the same mango tree, when you water it, through Shravanam and Kirtanam, it becomes a tree with a big trunk. Then you can't even shake it also. You can't move it, you can't shake it. Similarly, our Komala Shraddha should be watered by hearing and chanting every day to strengthen it to a point of no return, where one becomes very sturdy in one's Shraddha and one's Bhakti, one's Dridata. Then there will be no infection. So while roaming in the material world, the jiva is one of the most important goals is not to get infected and become unhealthy or sickly. None of us want to become sickly and die. We want to be healthy and live for a long time. Same way with the soul too. The soul should be kept healthy in the lotus feet of Krishna. Kripaya tavapada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Harinam Prabhu ki.